Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown.
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again.
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour number two is off and running here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We're going to get to some of our thoughts from week two of BYU spring football here momentarily. Let's put a bow on hashtag Big 12 Eats. You can see the full list on kslsports.com. The list sounds amazing. It's going to be all available at the Big 12 basketball tournament. Hopefully Cougar Nation is showing up in numbers to KC. I know it's tough. I mean, it's one of the drawbacks to being in a league that is centered in Texas and Kansas City. It's like, man, that's 1,000 miles away. That's totally a lot of money to get out there. It's not like Vegas where you can say, hey, let's get in the car, go down to that night game just the day of and go make it just a quick trip. If they win, we'll stay. And that's not the case with Kansas City. But if you are going, you got to participate in Big 12 Eats. And we were discussing the list. Our three favorite items each. Do you want to start, Matt? Yeah. Or I'll start. Or...
Yeah, go ahead, Mitch. Okay.
I will go with...
Do you have them in order? Do you have your top three?
Or... Yes.
Okay.
So my number three, ISU green chili pork walking taco, because I'm just interested. And I need to learn the whole connection to green chili and Iowa State, because I didn't really know that was a thing. I don't know if it is. But maybe it is. I do. This might be a weird take. I am curious to try the Cincinnati-style chili thing.
It's outside your top.
Yeah, so that was where I was considering at three. That's the honorable mention. Big J's loaded mac and cheese, number two. And then number one, I'm going to go with Cosmos Churros.
That's a shock. The Churros, number one.
I just got to go to number
one. I feel like they also missed like an easy layup contribution. Just get Swig out there.
Oh.
For BYU. And have like a Cosmo, maybe there's like a little maple syrup.
While we're on the topic, hey, BYU marketing, BYU concessions, just throwing it out there. You want to put that up in, you know, up in that concourse
yes.
near the elevators in mid, you know, next season? Hey, you know, let's get that endless summer.
Yes.
Let's get that halftime.
Yes.
Let's get that
halftime. Is that your go-to?
I like the endless summer. Yeah. Because then it just makes me feel like, Big 12 football media day is almost here. Endless summer, endless hope, endless optimism. What about you? What are the top three?
Top
Big
three
12
for me. Cosmos Churros, nowhere to be found near my top three.
I love Churros.
I like, do too.
I'm stunned you don't have it there.
I would order it. It doesn't come close to number three for me. I'm going a taco, but not the same one. Shasta's Brisket Tacos.
Okay.
That looks good. Beef brisket. I love a good corn and black bean salsa. That's just right up my alley, number three. Number two, to me, this one looks so good, and it might be recency bias because they just had some loaded tots recently. TCU's fried tater tots, spicy queso, some smoked brisket. Again, the corn and black bean salsa, purple sour cream.
That does look cool. Yeah, that's a good Instagram piece.
Yep.
Like, that's one you are posting. If you're a TCU fan,
yeah,
you are throwing that down on the IG stories.
That looks delicious. But number one to me, a clear winner. I don't even need to taste it to know it's number one. Big J's loaded mac and cheese. That looks spectacular.
It's going to be hitting good.
And then you're hitting all the key meats, in my opinion, of a good barbecue. You got the pulled pork. You got the beef brisket. You got the smoked brisket. Gosh, that sounds delicious, man.
It'll be on KSLSports.com. You'll see me doing my best Guy Fieri impression.
Yes.
Are there certain terms I need to use? Like, do I need to... I'm trying to contact one of the chefs or something, or like one of the culinary experts, and then I just want to be like Guy Fieri and just say, yeah, that texture, man, that's just hitting good, man.
Texture's like, a good one.
Texture, I don't know what other terms to honestly use. I'm just going to say texture a lot. I'm just going to be looking at the camera and say, the texture on this Big J loaded mac and cheese is just phenomenal.
Man. Temperature. Got to have a good temperature.
Okay, good temp.
If it's smooth, if something's smooth.
Needless to say, I'm not going to have a Saturday show anytime soon that's, you know, diners, drive-ins, and Big 12 Eats. Like, that's not going to be my forte anytime soon, but I'll try.
Before we move on to football, and we will, Cougar fans, we just look. How often do you just get to obsess over a specialty
right
menu? Not very often.
Welcome to the Big 12, man. We're talking about, you know, like SEC, Big 10 want to split. Okay. You know what? Are you doing this? Are you doing Big 12 Eats? I didn't think so. Where's SEC Eats, Greg Sankey?
What would you like to see the incoming Big 12 schools put on the menu for next year?
Oh, so the four corners?
Yeah. So we're talking Swoop, Ralphie, Wilbur, Sparky.
Let's see. For Ralphie, let's go something Buffalo. Ralphie's Buffalo Chicken Wings?
Not bad. You don't want to just have actual, like a 12-ounce Buffalo steak? Stinking mashed potato.
Buffalo Burger?
Oh, that's not bad. But is that offensive, though, to be calling it Ralphie's Buffalo Burger?
Now, I would say old Big 12 would not be offended. But maybe now with new Pac-12 teams joining, maybe there's more offense. I don't know.
What about Wilbur, Tucson? I feel like that's got to be a drink of some kind.
Yeah, because it's so hot. You're parched. You're dying of heat, man.
It's got to have some alcohol in it too.
Probably. Probably one that BYU will leave
stay
bare.
Away
we'll,
from
them. Yeah. You know, it'll be like the 2021 football game at Vegas where here Alex Carey took the picture. Here's the beer line for the BYU game.
Sparky, it's got to be hot.
Yes.
How about Sparky's ghost pepper chicken sandwich?
That's good. I like that. That's good. And then for Swoop. Swoop? There's so many ways we could go with this. How about funeral potatoes? Swoop. And make them beer battered. I'm kidding.
Swoop's beer battered funeral potatoes.
We're kidding.
Would those be good or not?
I bet they'd be great. I like a good funeral potato.
I feel
potato.
Like it's got to be like a taco or a quesadilla.
Well, my thought was, for Utah, honestly, I always kind of tie them with the pie. Pizzeria. That's kind of one of their iconic spots.
Salt Lake City and pizza have no association nationally, though.
That's true.
It's not like we got to get to Salt Lake to get that pie, man.
But locally, that's kind of what I've always known them for. They got the pie up there.
Hot take.
They used to have Lumpy's back in the day.
No, we're not contributing Lumpy's to Big 12 Eats. Excuse me. That is offensive. Okay, what about this, though? What about like a... I don't know. I think you nailed it. Swoop's beer battered. You can't do better than that.
Swoop's funeral potatoes or something. Or maybe you go, I don't know. Maybe the Big 12 culinary experts they'll come up with something. I don't know does Utah have a food item? I know they were kind of kicking the tires on maybe having their own version of like a cougar tail. I don't know. They were thinking about
they
some
need
of
to stay far away from the cougar tail. Do something on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. We don't need a Swoop tail that's like a chocolate donut.
You know, the friendliness of the rivalry, which is pretty friendly
what if we
between
had, like,
Kalani
Swoop's,
and Witt.
Swoop's fried roasted almonds or something.
Okay. I like that. The friendliness between Witt and Kalani, if Utah had their own donut and it was Swoop tail. battleground set. It's Bronco Witt Part 2 again in the Big 12 era. I'm just kidding. We love the Big 12 Eats. I'm looking forward to it next week. Out in Kansas City, getting there on Monday, we'll have Cougar Nation live from KC. Maybe I'll eat some Big 12 Eats during Cougar Nation. BYU Spring Football, Week 2 of practice, completed this week. Five practices down in spring for the Cougs. Yesterday, kind of surprised it was cold. They were outside, and no surprise to anyone, Kalani was rocking his shorts. That man is brave. He is strong in that cold weather. But just some thoughts from spring ball, from the observation periods you saw this week.
I feel like the defense is ahead of the offense right now. Monday, it was defense heavy. There was multiple interceptions. And I don't know how to feel about it, Mitch, to be honest with you. On one hand, the defense improving is really important for this team. They have to find a way to create more turnovers and create more pressure, and you love to see that. But it's bittersweet to come at the expense of the quarterback battle because a quarterback play last year wasn't good enough, and that's one of the reasons why they did not go to a bowl game. I don't think it was the most important reason. I think you could point to some defensive issues or a lack of a run game that was more problematic than quarterback play. But nevertheless, you'd love to see somebody just clear and shoulders the option for starting quarterback. And it's only been 2 weeks, so this separation could occur. But there's been a lot of throws that weren't accurate. There's obviously the turnovers. So it's been kind of a mixed bag from the quarterback position. And let's just hope, for the offense's sake, that's more an indication that this defense is greatly improved rather than these quarterbacks still being too inconsistent.
And I think that could be the case with the defense. You know, I think the defense, I believe, does have the potential to be top four good in the Big 12 this year. I think they could be that. And I think that this team's going to be pretty nasty defensively. It's still a lot of room to grow. It was interesting yesterday, the defensive line, Tyler Batty was held out. I think it's a case of, hey, we know what we've gotten him. We're going to keep him healthy. But during the team portion, Blake Mangelson, DN, Danny Saili, John Nielsen, Zay Banya. It's not a bad D-line.
No.
It's pretty good. Danny Saili is interesting to me. And Kalani pointed him out. 370. But he moves pretty well for a man at 370. They got to shave some weight off a little bit. Like, it's probably not all the best the way he's coming from the JC ranks. But I asked Kalani if he's going to be a starter. And Kalani's like, yeah, he's going to play instantly. Like, there's no doubt in their mind. Already, through five practices, Danny Saili is going to be a force in the middle of that defensive line for BYU. The last time that happened for BYU, when they had a D-tackle that just arrived and instantly became a thing that was earning praise, that was Kyrus Tonga. And he's in the NFL, still making a payday in the league.
And
so
I'd love to see him and a few others emerge that can maybe push John Nielsen back outside.
A guy that has been pretty good at the defensive tackle spot, I think is going to be very underrated, is John Taumwaipainu from Snow College. He was a guy that didn't qualify last year, waited. He's now eligible, ready to go. He'll be pretty good. He'll be a name to watch, but I still think that's a position where after spring ball, I think you need to add someone if you do want to maybe get the best case 11 out on the field. But I think Nielsen's an interior guy.
You like him there.
And I think that's where they see him projecting at the NFL level. Where he's going to be, if he's going to get drafted and be an NFL player, it's going to be a D-tackle.
Hmm, interesting. I just thought he was a good pass rusher.
Yeah.
And look, they couldn't sack the quarterback last year, so.
Mangelson looks really good, and he's someone that no one talks about. I thought Mangelson was one of the most improved players last season. It gets forgotten because, well, as a team, they only had 11 sacks, and there wasn't many highlights from that group. I think Mangelson will be very good this year. Batty as well, I think, will be solid. But I think, again, with that group, they got to set the edge consistently, but they got to get to the quarterback. They got to get the sacks. They got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Jack Kelly's going to help those efforts. He's going to be really good for BYU. Some other guys that stood out yesterday at practice, Ephraim Asiata, he laid a bone-crushing hit on Reiner Swanson. Ephraim, I mean, it was loud. You could hear it, so just for some perspective, we're at the student athlete building practice fields. At the very top, the north end of the practice fields, it's a field turf practice field. And Reiner Swanson catches a pass Asiata flies in and just lays the hit. Clean hit, not helmet to helmet, and it just, it popped, man. And it was one of those moments where you go, Ephraim Asiata has arrived. This guy's going to be another factor at outside edge. Linebacker, you could do a lot of creative things with Ephraim Asiata. You can hear my conversation I had with him on the Cougar Tracks podcast. He's going to be a good one. And you like the story, too. I mean, how remarkable is it? Matt, Ephraim Asiata had like a 1% chance to live. He was in that shooting at Hunter High School a few years ago. And now he's playing college football, and he's going to be a factor on a Big 12 team in his first year.
And then you factor in the rivalry ties to that as well.
Oh, yeah. And I asked him, I said, is it weird that you're in blue? I mean, that's a Utah family, totally. Asiata. I mean, Matt did once upon a time commit to BYU. Then he went to Snow College, and then he ended up with the Utes. But they are diehard Ute family. I went to school with Matt Asiata at Hunter High School, and I even told Ephraim, I'm like, this is weird for me. This is a first where I officially feel old just having a birthday. I'm interviewing a player who I went to school with, his dad. So I'm feeling really old now. Used to be like, hey, yeah, I went to school with these players. Like, I'm the young guy here on the beat, but that's not the case anymore. Ephraim's going to be a good player for BYU. Another interesting tidbit we got to get to break. Let's get to a break, actually.
Well, yeah, let's do some more news and notes after the break.
We will do that, and then we will, coming up at the bottom of the hour, top five.